Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are at. Welcome to our meditation time together. I'm growing to love this time more and more. And today, I think it's November 17th or something, Wednesday. Maybe it's the 18th. Anyway, it's a cold, rainy day. And I'm in a place where there's a metal roof, and so the rain is tamping on the roof, and it feels very Pacific Northwest. And I love it here, so I bring that with you now, wherever you're at. You might be at some other place in the world listening. Welcome one and all to this time. And I like to think of these meditations that we do together as eternal presence, that we come together in this way that we do, you know, through recorded message, but it's so much more than that, because really we're coming together through the heart center, through the heart field. And how many of our times together on these meditation times has it been about that, about connecting through the heart field? So just imagine that for a moment now, even before settling in. You might even already be settled in, but imagine the connection without trying to do anything. Just feel yourself connected to all of life. And with that, please get yourself ready for meditation. And one of the ways we can do that is to find a comfortable seated position, whether it's a chair or sitting on the floor cross-legged or some other way that you find is most beneficial to meditate. But most importantly, we come with an attitude. And the attitude is simply receptivity. I'm reminded of a unity saying that's come down through the ages. I am open and receptive to God's living spirit of truth. And that brings me back to our church, sitting in the seat, listening to Bob Egan give sermons and give meditations, and how precious that notion became to me. I am open and receptive. God, that just sounds so great, even now, and how much more power it has over the years. So what is open to you? And can you bring yourself to that place now? What is receptivity? Paramahansa Yogananda calls the brain and the spine the altars of God. I like to think of the spine as this receptive antenna. Feel how much taller you can make yourself through the spine when you focus there. You might even literally be able to feel, as you lift, the space between the bones become greater. And whenever there's more space, that means there's more room to bring in the new. So physically this is true, but also subtly. And you might be familiar with the subtle energy body, known as the astral body and the chakras. Energy centers there along the physical spine, yes, but more so along the ethereal spine. Literally how life enters the human body. How it moves through the nervous system out into the extremities. But so much more than that, layer upon layer of magnificence is required to manifest one human body. And look where we are, amidst billions of them. And so we take a moment to realize the magnitudinous, if that's even a word, the magnitude of that thought, billions of magnificent human bodies existing at one time on a living planet. And you are a part of that. And while that might make us feel small to think of ourselves in terms of being amidst billions of others, you and I have within us a special spark, a unique spark of divinity. And so we are reminded in this moment that our life is of great import to this world. And that we need do nothing, that just our very presence is enough. And yet, we are called ever higher, are we not? We wake up with the imperious urge to do something, to give something, to be something, even though we know that we are already everything. Such is the strange paradox in which we find ourselves. Welcome to my world. So I wanted to say that a lot of times when we begin our meditation time, I am talking and sharing things like this. And so I think about this a little differently than meditation. It's sort of a way of coming together and getting unified toward a single idea. And that idea is always God. Emmett Fox in his work is awesome. It's just helped so many people. And in his little work called the Golden Key is that in the midst of any problem, we think about God instead. And the problem gets solved of its own. Sometimes the smaller mind wants to argue with that, but in practice, we find that it's true every time, that it has integrity as a guiding teaching. And yet when we think about the word God, as so many people talk about in sermons on Sunday mornings and in teachings today, we have to think about what God means to us as an individual and let go of any baggage around that idea. And so it is always with this invitation of letting go that we consider what is our highest self. Who are we truly? And it is this that we begin to think about that washes away all seeming problems. Because every one of us knows that we have a higher being, the secret place of the Most High, as it has been called, the kingdom of heaven. And this place is nowhere out there. This place is within. Yet when we find it, we realize that it is both within and without. So we take this word God and we make it work for us, even if we must throw it out and bring another word. Sometimes I like the word ah, ah. That little sound is in most names for God. And that's where I think the word originally came from. Somebody somewhere very long ago beheld something like a beautiful sunset or the ocean, and they went, God. And there it was, this name that has gotten so many weird things attached to it. So maybe we can think about this notion of God as awe in the face of our very existence. What a thing to behold. Okay, so now we begin to connect a little bit deeper. And maybe your eyes are closed or maybe they're not. And this is just the time to go inward towards that source, towards the ah of our lives. And I wanted to bring a quote that I shared on Sunday from a writer who writes about Mary Magdalene, because I thought it was so potent and profound, speaking of this divine mother principle of God. And she says that it represents this fierce, unwavering love that we all have access to within our own vulnerable hearts. It's a love that renders all things sacred, from the animals to the angels, from the poorest to the most powerful. It's a love that sees the inherent worth of all things. And it's a love that remains, even through the darkest times, even through death. Her love is the one that resurrects. So now, with that beautiful notion of divine motherly love, of all things, regardless of their outward appearance, we begin to stumble into this thing of divine love, this thing that we all know, yet sometimes have troubles laying a hold of in certain situations. And so because this love resurrects, we allow it again and again, as many times as it takes, to lift us back up into the knowing that God is all-providing, all-powerful, and ever-present. This is the healing, the golden key, the kingdom of heaven, and the whole purpose of meditation. So it is with this inner urging that we move forward in this time together. We let everything else go, and we begin to think only of this all-providing presence, masculine, feminine, friend, beloved God. And now we come to the breath. Let your breath expand now and get longer. Let each breath now become sacred. Let each breath become a salve for any wounds. And let each breath become a cure for any disease. And now, if you would with me, let your attention come into your heart. And feel as though your heart were breathing. And now imagine your heart connected to mine as the me becomes the we. And then imagine our hearts connected to each other's. And then each other's connected to all the billions. This imagining is not something that you are creating. It's becoming aware of what is, for we all come from one beautiful life. Seeing with these eyes is seeing with Christ consciousness. And then we do something else even more miraculous than realizing our connection. We lift it up, the whole of creation, into pure divine love, unconditional and without parameters, all giving, all providing, all healing. And then we simply rest as one beautiful presence in this awareness. I am open and receptive to God's living spirit of truth. My mind is open, my heart is open. I am receiving. As I receive, I extend out into the world around me. And tenfold does God's grace come pouring through me. All things are added to me as part of my divine birthright. As we come back into a more conscious awareness now, As we come back into a more conscious awareness, feel the electricity of this moment, the buzzing of life. Your physical body is vibrating in all kinds of different frequencies, harmonizing with itself. And harmonizing with the world all around. And it does all of this through its own innate intelligence. It is such a magnificent wonder to behold. And so instead of looking upon the world and life and our day to day as what we want to get, we instead can look upon the world as what we have to give. And I don't mean this materially, but through consciousness. What are we giving? What are we offering? And so we move toward the better feeling thought, the higher idea, and we look upon all things, animal to angel, poor to rich, low to high. We look upon all of it through the eyes of unity and Christ consciousness. And it is here that we get to touch divine love as our very life. And what a thing it is. So we come now back into our physical body, and you can wiggle your fingers and toes, your eyes and your nose, whatever it is. And as always, sometimes some of us like longer time in silence. So after we're done here, of course, a wonderful time if you can to just rest in the silence, remembering that rest is actually one of the greatest activities that we can ever do, like plugging in and being recharged. It is so wonderful to be with you in this way. I can practically feel you around me. It's just like that today for me. So it is with great love that I send this out to you, and that we send this out to the world around us, knowing that through this time together, we have been improved. We have been lifted up. and our world is forever changed. And so in the blessing of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and through the love of Divine Mother and Holy Spirit, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.